Well, if you haven't heard of Boise Dev, which is short for Boise Development News, you really need to. This website and Facebook page is the go-to place to find out what's happening business-wise in the greater Boise area. Donde is the creator and the person behind Boise Dev. He joins me live in studio to talk about all things Boise Dev and how he continues to scoop major news outlets when it comes to business stories. Welcome to the program, Don.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
For people who don't know, give us a quick background of you, because you have an extensive news background as well as being born and raised in this area.
Yeah, sure. So I was born here, as you said, and worked for KTVB, for mm-hmm. Channel 7, for 17 years. I left there about 2 years ago. I had spent 10 years in the newsroom and then 6 years managing the digital sales team, and left to explore new opportunities. And after I did that, I had been tweeting items about Boise Dev while I worked there and using it really as a sales lead tool when I was at the television station. And people seemed to like it. And a good friend of mine had said, you know, this is great. I love it, but it's the only thing I go on Twitter for, and it's really hard to find things. That was kind of a light bulb for me. I realized I needed to be able to control my own distribution a little bit. So launched BoiseDev.com in the fall of 2016, which is crazy to even think. It's almost been 2 years. And have been plugging away since, trying to break news in the space and just help inform people about the growth and the change that we're seeing in Boise and around the Valley.
And you have a day job on top of this. So, I mean, this is a lot that you put on your plate.
Yeah. So I actually, when I launched, I had a digital marketing firm. And after about a year, I actually left Boise last fall to go to California and did a journalism fellowship at Stanford and continued doing Boise Dev and writing from California and trying to kind of keep that alive. Now that I'm back, I'm putting my focus full time towards Boise Dev and working to make it an even more full-featured news organization. And I have lots of ideas and things around that, but really trying to build this up and give people a resource that that they need. As journalism changes, we need to have more voices and more people digging things up and not fewer. And so I'm trying to help in that way.
And how do you do that? And because as a journalist, well, all of us tend to follow you because you seem to break more business news stories than I would say, in all fairness, to the major news outlets. How do you do this?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to it. A lot of it's public records based, having good sources and putting a focus in a certain niche. There's a lot of tremendous reporters in this market, but they're all stretched very thin and for the most part are on what's called a general assignment basis. You know this mm-hmm. from your time in news. Instead of focusing on one area, they might do a story on floating the Boise River one day and a story on the Medicare expansion the next day and then the story in the business area the next. And the problem with that is it doesn't allow focus. And with what I'm trying to do is I stick pretty closely to business development and growth. And that allows me to develop sources, dig in. And I just have an approach, I think, that really puts a bias towards publishing. And that just provides a lot of stories and material.
So explain that. What do you mean when you say a bias towards publishing?
So it really just comes down to trying to break stories as quickly as possible. And I think everybody tries to do that. But again, coming back to that focus, if there's a story out there, I know I want to have it first. I take an approach that is to provide unique and unduplicated content, which means that I don't really repeat reporting from other outlets. So for instance, if a television station or a newspaper here breaks a story that's in my niche, I'm going to feel it as a competitive person.
You're like, why didn't I get that?
Right. But I'd rather point my audience towards that and say, hey, the Statesman or KTVB or Idaho Press has a great story. You should read it. Instead of saying, okay, I'm now going to go and I'm going to re-report that story out, which just kind of wastes my time. Mm. And that's trying to put the audience first. So it allows me to put my bandwidth towards things that only are going to appear on Boise Dev first. They'll often appear in other places around the Valley later, but I'm trying not to duplicate other efforts.
I'm speaking with Don Day. He is the creator of Boise Dev. It is a Boise Development News. It's a website, a journalistic website, based looking at the greater Boise area, business and growth. If you have questions for Don, you can always email us right now, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or tweet us, KBSX915. We would really like to hear from you. Now, you recently told readers about two bodegas that are opening in downtown Boise. Mm-hmm. Okay, how did you get this? Because I am downtown a lot. And so I think this was 2 days ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, where? And I knew exactly where they were, but had no idea this was coming. And I like to think that I'm informed, just not as a journalist necessarily, but just as a person who lives in the downtown area.
Yeah, sure. So I won't get into sources and methods closely, but really what happened is one of the bodegas I wrote about a year ago and kind of had forgotten about. And then I picked up on a second one and went, oh, I wonder what happened to the other one. And so it was just a matter of kind of noticing that there was a new one coming. There was another one that's in the plans and being able to write that and put it together. And the interesting thing about journalism in 2018 versus even when you and I started is the internet's an amazing tool. Mm-hmm. And when you know where to look, you can generate a lot of content quickly.
And that's what a lot of it comes down to.
Yeah, and I try and write short stories, although I just wrote a 1,500-word story on a new grocery store, so that's not always true. But I think for the most part, people really want quick, brief items, and they don't want to spend 10 minutes slogging through a story that can be five paragraphs. And so focusing on writing short, which is different, I think, than the approach that a lot of people might take, helps that because I can generate more content. And my audience has told me they like that it's short and to the point.
And what's interesting is you're going on 2 years of having this website. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, we were growing.
Yeah.
I mean, the Treasure Valley, Idaho, was growing, not to the extent that we are now. So looking back, even though you found your niche, did you have any idea that it would be such a needed necessity? And what I mean is we are the fastest growing in the city. We are the fastest growing state in the nation.
Yeah.
People are continuing to come here. I mean, growth is not slowing down.
It isn't. And you know, like I mentioned, I left Boise for 10 months starting in August. And it was interesting to watch it from afar a little bit because there seemed to be a bit of a sea change this winter in attitudes towards growth. There's a few developments that seemed to kind of get people
riled up,
and that has really changed the conversation around growth. What we used to hear was a very pro, look at Boise, it's growing, we're on all these lists.
We were just happy to be noticed.
Just happy to be noticed, right? And now I think there is an element of people here who are feeling, whoa, this is going really fast. Their homes, the value has gone up by maybe 20% in a year. And that's great when you look at your equity, but it's scary because you can't buy another home. And people are worried about the projects that are going to be built around the corner. They're worried about traffic. They're worried about parking. They're worried about bike lanes. And that really puts a lot of pressure on civic leaders and I think journalists to try and help people understand what's happening. And I really am trying to find a role in the middle, trying to give all sides a way to kind of say, here's what we think and here's where we're going. Instead of being very pro-development, dev is in the title of the site, so that's a big part of it. But also trying to balance that with concerns about growth and listening to the community and the audience and being driven not by what I think or what maybe public officials or developers think, but being driven by what that community of people think. I have a great Facebook group of people. There's about 3,500 folks in there. And it's really a productive dialogue. People are respectful and kind of hash things out. That helps me understand where I need to go editorially and what types of stories that need to be covered for them.
My guest today is Don Day. He is the creator of Boise Dev, short for Boise Development News. It is a website that breaks business stories in the greater Boise area, talking about business development and growth. And one of the things, Don, that we were talking about right before the break was the social media element to journalism. And I don't mean by, you know, the journalist who tweets out a picture of themselves or, you know, gets engaged that way, but in the sense of bringing the audience in and listening to to your audience. And you have a thriving Facebook page mm-hmm. with Boise Dev
yep.
where there is tremendous audience engagement. How has that changed the way you focus on the type of journalism and stories that you do?
Well, it's a couple of things. Facebook offers I was reluctant to build a Facebook page, frankly. I helped run one at Channel 7, and I just kind of got tired of the negative energy there. I had people say, I just want to find your news on Facebook. And so I started a Facebook group, which is a little different approach. I'm not the only one that can post in it. Other people can post items, and they will often post links to competitors. And that builds a community. So I see my role for what I do at Boise Dev as not the, hi, I'm the, you know, I'm the journalist and I'm going to tell you what's important, but as that of a community facilitator. And we were just chatting about the stadium here mm-hmm. in Boise. When that started to first happen, I was very skeptical and sensed that people wouldn't want that and there's tax implications. And that's sort of the way I went editorially. The group, I asked one day and did a poll, like, what do you think of this? And there was like 600 responses, so it was a good sample size. And it was overwhelmingly like, I want this. I'm okay. I'm okay if it's a $3 million tax.
I'm okay if I get taxes.
I'm fine. So that changes how I'm going to approach it editorially. It doesn't mean I'm not going to still ask hard questions of city leaders and of developers and others. But I now know that the audience thinks that this is okay, so I want to help them understand that process and what's going on. And that's changed. Honestly, that's changed for me in approach, mm-hmm. trying to build constructive journalism solutions versus maybe adversarial journalism solutions. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be adversarial, and there's
right.
PR people and folks around town who would probably laugh at me saying that right now. But it just means that you have to think about the audience first. Think about what they want and go where they're going instead of trying to get them to go where I want them to go.
And what's interesting is, and you know, both of us have been in journalism for yeah. quite a few years. I don't want to.
I think we started in Boise about the same time, if I recall.
Right, and yeah. I think we're about 10 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's this idea, though, that how much social media and people's engagement mm-hmm. with journalism has changed the conversation. And what I mean is it's people tell us what they want to hear
right.
about. And that's changed how you go about telling stories.
Well, and it echoes back to a question you asked a minute ago about where I often find ideas. It's because I've got lots of eyes, and people love to say, hey, I just saw this, or I noticed this, or, you know, I actually got a tip last night from a former newspaper publisher in the state on a story, and I'm like, that's a really good story. And so I'll go chase that down and try and find that. And so it's a great wellspring of stories and ideas and places to go to look for news that really just didn't exist once upon a time.
So I have a question from a listener, and he wants to know, in Don's opinion, this is from Ryan, in Don's opinion, what is the top pro of Boise's growth and what is the top con of Boise's growth?
Well, so, you know, as somebody who owns a business and is trying to build a news business, growth tends to help a lot of people in the business sector. It really is the engine that allows people to prosper, creates jobs, hopefully raises wages, creates more opportunity. I think it's really challenging right now because Boise is growing faster than it has in a long time. And I know the mayor's office a while ago said, well, we're at a lower rate than we were in the 2000s or the 90s.
And they even say back in the 70s. But
right.
it was so different.
Well, and it's true, we're growing at a slower percentage rate, but we're actually adding more people because you're on a higher base.
Mm.
So a lot of people are moving here. We have a huge influx of folks, and it causes challenges. And a lot of them are around housing, income gap. You have people who maybe work downtown in a restaurant, and they have maybe a minimum wage job or a job with tips, and they have to park and walk for 10 or 15 blocks. We don't have a good mass transit system. Bicycling is certainly popular in Boise, but it can be impractical when it's 100 degrees outside
or when it's 30
10 degrees
snowing.
Outside and snowing, and so that can make it very difficult. And so fixing the transit challenges is a big focus, I think, for leaders here, and there's some big roadblocks to that. And then that income gap is tough. You have a lot of people who have seen their housing prices go up 18% and 20% a year, and they're sitting on a lot of equity, but they don't have a way to change houses because all the other houses are expensive and it outstrips their ability to purchase. Mm-hmm. And so people are having to move farther away. That exacerbates traffic and causes even more issues. It's really hard to catch. So I think there's good things about growth. I love the new opportunities that we have here, the additional culture, added infrastructure, but it can be problematic, and how we navigate that going forward is hard. We're not going to put up a wall and close the Treasure Valley off. I'm a native here. My family has been here for four generations, and you have to be realistic in the idea that people are going to continue to move here because it is wonderful. We can't say, well, you can't move in because I was here first.
Well, I was here first, right?
And people do feel that way,
well,
and I understand that.
They do.
It just isn't practical. There's no way to do that. So we have to work together to find solutions to the growth going forward.
So I know yesterday that you tweeted that you would be on the program, which yep. we always appreciate. But you also said you were going to tell us something, because I kid you not, if you have not followed Boise Dev, you do need to if you are interested in business and in growth, because your sources and the information that you get is very, very quick and accurate. So,
yeah. So it just kind of lined up for timing. The new Albertsons store on Broadway will open on Saturday. And I was lucky enough to get in this morning for a tour at 10 a.m. this morning and spent about an hour with their division president and their communications folks, and then wrote and uploaded photos really quickly to Boise Dev so it could be here. I could be here for this show and talk about it. And it's quite an amazing store. The story outlines some of the really dozens of features that it will have. People are just really interested in retail, and like the Bodega story was really popular mm-hmm. the other day. People love to go shop and check out their local grocery store, whether it's Winco or Albertsons or any of the others. This thing is huge, and what's interesting is it's going to open 79 years to the day from when Joe Albertson opened his first store at 16th and State in Boise.
Really?
That store was 10,000 square feet. This store is almost 70,000 square feet. That store had 30 employees. This has 260. That store cost about $17,000 to build. This store cost more than $7 million. So it's really...
And this is a prototype store in a way.
Yeah, this is kind of their showcase store and is allowing them to try a lot of new things. It has an in-store pizza area, poke bowl bar, lots of local products. And I don't want to promote their offerings, but I think what it does is it shows that Boise is reaching a new plateau, that it can support these types of larger format things, whether it's a new D&B supply or
right.
it's a new Albertson or whatever it might be.
So, and I don't know if you asked this question, but what I have been curious about with that Albertsons in particular is actually why they chose that location
yep.
versus the 16th and State in the North End.
Yep. So I asked that exact question, and it boiled down to the existing store was one of their smallest, and it was one of the oldest.
It was.
And they looked at that. They had that nice piece of property there, and they wanted to be right down the street from Albertsons Stadium. This new store will actually overlook a planned baseball stadium that the university is working on Beacon Street. That was also a story on Boise Dev a few weeks ago. And so they felt that this was a good place to be able to build a showcase close to their headquarters here in Park Center. And I think people will definitely like to check it out and see what's in store yeah. for the local grocer.
Well, I want to thank you, Don, for coming in today. You should follow Don on Boise Dev. Give it a look if you haven't yet, and you will get all things Boise and growth and business. Don, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yep.